My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, we focus on Davin's porn writing and the scammer's cold answers. So listen and enjoy.
What's the date of this correspondence?
The one right now?
The one you're reading right now.
May 21st, 2013.
All right. We have November 13th, 2012.
Oh, wow.
And they're going back and forth where Davin sees a priest that Agnes suggested. This is before Belinda.
Right.
That Agnes suggested. And the priest, Father Mulcahy, tells...
Is that what I call him?
tells nice. Davin not to see Agnes anymore.
I remember that.
And not to write porn anymore. So what the bottom line is, from November 13th, 2012 to May of 2013, the shenanigans have been going on.
And
I've noticed it, you know, as I'm doing the clips and as I'm listening to our show in real time, because you think, how does this story progress? This thing just goes in a loop.
But when you hear the clips, you go, oh, my God, how is he still pulling this off? Because there was a lot of dead ends that I forgot about that when I listened to the clips that you printed. I'm like, oh, wow, how did I get out of that?
Like I said, but when you bring this up, I'm like, my God, they were arguing about this stuff back in November of 2012.
I go, you became my muse. That is what I was doing when you came online. I was trying to write but struggling. She goes, what are the ones that we wrote earlier on? You can publish those ones and give it to them. That will go a long way to solve this crisis.
Wait. So she seems to know. Wait. That's you talking?
No, that's her.
No, that's her.
But remember, when Agnes became Belinda,
yes.
One of the reveals she said was, remember, I didn't really write these porn scripts. My cousin did.
Yeah.
So the cousin was probably the husband.
Yes.
So that's why he knows about
them. Okay.
Because those were not feminine.
They
were so hilarious.
Inside out. Yeah. Yes. I don't know how feminine the white inside out is.
Dick in back.
Dick in back.
Oh, what's the one that I liked? The one porn star's name. Oh, God.
I don't know. There's a lot. They're online.
Oh, God. I forgot his name. I love his name.
It's ridiculous.
I go, they belong to the old company. I have no ownership of them. If I write anything like those, it will just be somebody else suing me. I have not felt this bad since the magnitude of the whole Agnes thing hit me.
Oh, wow.
Now this combined with coming to terms with Richard's death, it's just too much. She goes, does that mean you have sold the ones we wrote already? Because I don't have any idea whatsoever about that.
Can you stop? He just poured his heart out. He got riled from switching from Agnes to Belinda and Dick El Dorado passing away. This was an emotional moment.
Yes.
And she goes, well, what's going on with the new scripts?
Yeah, I know.
I mean, in a breath,
those? Where's the money?
This should in a breath. The thing about it is, I mean, like I said last week, we're goofing on these people. We're ripping these people apart, these scammers. But let's say that you're some poor soul that's got an emotional connection. They don't give a damn. They don't give anything close to a damn.
Not even slightly.
That's the reality. And the reality is a lot of times when these victims find out that they've been scammed, they still love the scammer.
Yes.
Like, even that's part of that's the
but
next
it's,
level.
You know, it's funny in the context that we're doing. It's a comedy thing we're doing. We're stinging these guys. But it's just you do stop and think about the real people, the millions of real people this happens to all the time, how devastating is it that you have to deal with this? You pour your heart out like that, and they don't even say, oh, well, gee whiz, or anything. They go, well, what about the news? How cold.
I know.
But a lot of these victims are so wrapped up, they're just trying to please.
Yeah, but they're so invested. They don't see the red flags.
Even in an in an emotional state where you're very much in love, if somebody answered you like that, you'd be like, even if you were madly in love, you'd be like, well, hold on.
You're right. You're like, this is cold stuff.
That would jar you. I don't care how invested you are. That would jar you.
Yeah, it's like, oh, it's back to the money with you?
Like, really? Really?
Yeah.
Really? Really? You know, so...
It's like, are you even listening to me?
Yeah.
Well, she is, just when I'm talking about money.
Uh-huh.
So I go, no, honey, I get nothing for them. It was part of the agreement to my release. This new company is just taking a flyer on me because in the world of porn, I'm a very unique writer.
I'll give you that.
Yeah.
I'll give you that. Dixon. Dixon. That's the guy's name.
Dixon.
I love Dixon. That didn't sound right.
No, it sounded right.
Yes.
The white inside out.
Yes. Remember, we're going to have sex in an oven, too.
This is a double bear show. Yeah,
so I can...
Yeah, I got that. Yeah,
there you go. There you go.
It works. It's good on the alleyway.
So I go on, a lot of the porn, when they go for the laughs, it is cheesy and predictable. My work, for some reason, was held in a much higher regard.
Yes.
She goes, okay.
She's like, whatever, dude.
I'll go with her answer.
Yeah, okay.
I'll side with her on that.
I go, have you ever felt so cold inside that you could not warm yourself? Because I'm kind of chilled by this whole thing.
Sure.
Are you chilled by the whole thing? You're chilled by these answers.
By the answers.
How curt they are.
Yeah.
All right, very good. All right.
By the answers that I'm missing my girl. I'm missing the person I was talking to.
Right, right.
I'm totally disgusted with this thing.
But besides that, I mean, like we just discussed,
yeah,
I mean, these answers are so curt
if
they're an emotional question.
So I ask, have you ever felt so cold inside that you could not warm yourself? She goes, yeah, considering the fact that it's our raining season here.
Pull your heart out, want to get a straight answer, so you get the almanac report.
Have an umbrella, stupid, walk it off. Have some galoshes and call it a day.
No, I really do think that was a misunderstanding, like chilled to the bone because of the rainy season.
They're so insensitive to the point that you lay out, how could you answer me like that, and you use a simile, and they tell you how the weather's been.
I know.
They're very literal.
Yes,
you know?
It is chilly outside. It's like, no. It is our rainy season. Dope.
I go, that's not what I mean, but okay. I go, this is not how I planned this. This is not how it was supposed to be. I never counted on your stubbornness. To me, it was just a matter of time, but I guess for you, time ran out. She goes, don't understand what you're saying. I go, I'm saying I knew if given just enough time, I could take care of you and Kasha. All the crazy and dangerous things I've been doing since January were for that. Now it just does not matter. I'm going to just sign whatever my wife wants and let her take all the money. I'm going to just go away.
Uh-oh. That's not good.
Ding, ding, ding. Call the management.
But here's the deal. They've been laying it on the line with him, okay? He just laid it on the line with them. What I'm curious is the next couple of paragraphs, because to tell you the truth, I think they want him to go to hell anyway.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.